speech problems. Who's got them? If you're worried about that class presentation, come on down to the Oral Communication Center, or OCC for short. We offer support for students who need help with their communication and public speaking skills. We're based in the Skinner Building in room 2117 from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. But if you need a little help in the afternoon, we're in McKeldin Library room 2111 after 4 p.m. Go to umd.mywconline.net to schedule an appointment, but walk-ins are always welcome. See you there.
Hello. You are now listening to WMEC Digital College Park. My name is Freddie, and I'm the host of the show you're listening to right now. This is Nightlight, where I aim to play sort of like chill music to sleep to. Sorry, I'm a little out of breath. I ran here. We might be joined by a guest later, but for now, let's just get right into it. We're going to be starting off with a nice three songs. Terpene by Carbon-Based Lifeforms, To Be Secure of Everything by Kjeldfall, and The Age of Cymatics by Signs of Life. Okay, so that was Terpene by Carbon-Based Lifeforms, To Be Secure Everything by Kjeldfall, and The Age of Cymatics by Signs of Life. Now we are joined by a guest. This is Jason, a.k.a. the Milk Machine of, what is it, Tinnitus?
Tinnitus, indeed, yes.
Turn your volume up real quick. Is that mic two? Can you verify?
This is mic number two. Yes, it is mic two.
Okay, try talking into it.
Hello, hello.
Try again.
Hello.
Okay, we're good.
Okay. Hey, guys, it's Jason, a.k.a. The Milk Machine. Yeah, from Tinnitus Live, Thursdays at 11 p.m. Pull up if you like EDM, all things EDM, techno, house, dubstep, and whatever you name, I got it. Next show is Trap, by the way.
All right, bruh. What's your experience with the... I don't want to make this an interview, actually. What do you think of those last three songs?
Okay, I was really down with the second one. I forget what it was called. If you
to
can
be secure of everything by Kjeldfall. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I love. Okay, so obviously your show is about just, you know, nighttime vibes, like things to get in sleep to, right?
Mm-hmm.
But something like that, I feel like ambient music in general is just such a great way to get peace of mind, right?
Yeah.
Like there are a lot of applications for ambient music. Obviously, this one is to like sleep better, right? But I feel like, you know, I use it personally to like study and sometimes even to work out, which is kind of weird, right? Because normally you'd want like high-paced action, like vibe music, right, to work out. But I feel like something like that actually like soothes me more than like, you know, something that's very fast-paced. So I don't know if that's like your experience with ambient, but like I just use it for pretty much everything, which is kind of cool that can be applied to so many situations in life, whereas people usually think of it as a way to like chill out or calm down.
Yeah, I mean, like I found that like, I don't know, especially after I started my show, I just kind of started listening to ambient music a lot more just to, like, initially it was, like, mostly to get more music for the show, but then also, you know, it's, I've been appreciating the genre more. I think that people sort of, like, when you think of, like, ambient music, like, people probably just think of, like, oh, it's, like, random stuff that, like, you throw on to sleep to, like, you'd probably just, like, think of it as, like, a sleep mix, but, I mean, there's, like, there's stuff that goes into it. Like, it's, you know, it's not just random stuff that kind of sounds like whatever, but I mean there's real differences in ambient, and like it's also nice to have on at any time.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that there's not really like a situation in which I don't want ambient on. Like I'm taking an English class this semester, and like anytime I'm reading I'll put ambient on, it helps. Whenever I'm gaming, not every time, but like especially if it's more like monotonous games or games where like I'm not too focused on the story or the music, then like I can have ambient on, no problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like anything like that, like I mean ambient's kind of perfect for that.
Mm-hmm. One thing I'd like to like point out is that I like non-abrasive music like that, like people usually don't give the artist props, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like because with music like that, most of the time you're not going to look out for the artist. The average person's just going to hear something in the background and just be like, oh, that's a cool like soothing sound, right? You're not going to really think, oh, I want more of this particular artist. They'd rather say, I want more of this particular music, right? So they'll just search up, like, cool sleep mix on, like, YouTube or Spotify or something like that, right? And I feel like it's kind of unfortunate that these artists, like, they do put in work. They do have talent, right? They have the ability to create music, even if it does seem like something that you wouldn't normally listen to on a day-to-day basis. It's just, it's kind of sad to see that they go so unnoticed, right?
Mm.
Like, I don't know. I really appreciate artists who, like, have the ability to put work in, even if they know that their music is not going to get a lot of streams, right? Like, mm-hmm. I think you said the second artist only had, like two, like, monthly listeners or something like that, right? Like
50,000.
Yeah.
I mean, that's still pretty small.
The song you were playing, I checked it on YouTube, it only had 65 views, and it's been out for, like, half a year by this point. So it's just, like, the fact that they're still able to push out music like that, even knowing that, you know, maybe they're not going to get popular off this music because it's not what's trending and stuff like that. It's beautiful to see that they, like, have so much passion for their work.
Yeah, I mean, this is like crazy. Signs of Life, the other guy I just played, literally only has like less than 2,000 monthly listeners.
That's crazy.
Which is insane to me. Like, also, apparently they were like one of the co-founders or one of the founders of Sinfera Records, which is like a record label that I've played a lot of other artists from. I found them from some other space ambient stuff, which is pretty cool.
I have noticed a lot of smaller artists do tend to make their own record labels, which is very good to see. That means that they don't have to, like, try hard to find like a big label that'll pick them up, right? They can just make their own label and they have full control of their music, which is nice.
Yeah, I kind of like the idea of like small artists. Like, it's interesting. It's founded by Signs of Life and Ascendant. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yeah,
but you know, it's cool that like small artists are able to, you know, come together and make their own records, mm-hmm. join small artist records. Like, I feel like, I mean, my musical background, I don't know why I say it like that, but like, I used to listen to a lot of like rap and stuff, especially mm-hmm. in like middle school, high school. Mm-hmm. And like, I mean, people talk about like records all the time, like record deals. Like, mm-hmm. you're always talking about like signing deals and stuff with record labels. And, mm-hmm. you know, there's always such a negative stigma with it because I feel like, especially in the world of like rap, records are pretty exploitative.
Yes.
Like, you sign a record deal with them and they take like a lot of your pay, especially if you're a growing artist. Like, mm-hmm. Much of the growth that you get as an artist goes straight to the company and not to your pockets. Mm-hmm. Whereas like, if you sign with like a smaller record label, it's more of like a pact, like a band mm-hmm. of like, you know, like a communal thing that you're joining as opposed mm-hmm. to like a corporate scheme, I feel like.
Yeah, completely agree. A similar thing is like, I don't know if you know Trivecta. Trivecta, one of my favorite, probably my favorite, actual favorite melodic bass artist. He created this record label called Ophelia Records, right? He made it when melodic bass and progressive house were just first starting out, right? Like, they were very new genres that nobody even like cared about or listened to, because back in the time, most people who listened to EDM only really cared about the heavy, fast-paced stuff, right? So like melodic bass and progressive house, they were like a really cool switch up on like the average style of EDM, right? And he did release a couple of songs on Monster Cat, which is one of the biggest EDM labels right now, but then he decided to go on and make his own EDM label with Seven Lines, I think. I don't know if it was Seven Lines that made it and he joined, or if it's the other way around. But just in general, like, those artists who never like had popular music pop out, right, they created their own label and were able to bring up the label to the point that it's close to the level of Monster Cat and stuff like that, right? Which is like insane to me, because you never think that people like that, like, who have like music that they only push out on SoundCloud or Spotify or something like that, right, with no way to agenda push their music to the mass, it's really cool to see how they're able to build up just from like trust and stuff like that.
Yeah. Well, anywho's, I think I'm going to start moving on. So up next, I'm going to get the next three songs going. So we have Behind the Clouds by Eric Wallow. I'm not really sure how to pronounce that. We have Sparks and Embers by Domi Castellano and Rhetland. And we have Remains by Ascendant. Okay, so that was Behind the Clouds by Eric Wallow, Sparks and Embers by Domi Castellano and Retlin, and Remains by Ascendant. Up next, I'm going to be playing Submerged Under Bubble, or no, I'm going to be playing Piece of Blue Sky by Cypher 7 and Submerged Under Bubbles by Deep Space. Thank you. Okay, that was Piece of Blue Sky by Cypher 7 and Submerged Under Bubbles by Deep Space. Up next, we have Eye of the Beholder by John Siri, which is the last song of the night. And I might cut it short. We'll see. All right, enjoy.